Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to thank those joining us this afternoon through blogtalkradio.com, those tuning in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad you all could join us this afternoon. Have a great show coming up for you this afternoon. We're going to be hearing new music from recording artist Renaissance, her new single, Shock. Also, we're going to be speaking with actor Lee Wilson. He's making his first appearance here in our program, talking to us about his journey as an actor, what it's been like for him to be able to pursue his dream, and also what he has coming up that he wants all of you to know about. It's going to be a great show. Glad you all could join us for it. To get things started, here is Renaissance with Shock. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us. Artist Renaissance with her single Shock here on Conversations Live. We actually have the artist joining us live. Renaissance, welcome to Conversations Live.
Well, thank you. And if I may add, that was music to my ears.
Well, you know what? I love the sound. I love the feel. Let's talk about what it has been like for you, Renaissance, to be able to share who you are with us through music. You've released the single and the video. Talk to us about the experience of having people being able to literally enjoy your music all around the world.
You know, it's actually been unexplainable pretty much because I love the performing arts. I love to be able to write and just share, you know, my passion with the world and hopefully, you know, infect others, you know, and they'll grab it and, you know, see the vision that I have with it. So it's been phenomenal. And the internet, of course, has been making it a great possibility, and it's just been, you know, just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the possibilities and I think and the talent I think that comes through with you. You know, it's very obvious when I listen to that single that you pretty much know who you are and you know how you want to present yourself to all of us. Talk to us about the freedom. When did you realize that freedom and embrace that freedom to be who you were and express the way that you are with all of us?
Well, it actually started as a child, you know, just the encouragement to be who I am and to express myself, that was nurtured from as a child, you know. And so when it came to expressing myself in the arts, it just followed through, you know, to be able to say, okay, well, you know, I'm not with a label. I'm an independent artist right now. I can just share what it is, and I don't want anybody putting me in a box. I just want to think it, live it, breathe it, and share it, you know, and hopefully inspire others to do the same, to just be, you know, to walk in that truth of their, you know, their own truth.
Mm-hmm. And so to know that you're doing that, to get the responses on Facebook, for instance, or people coming up to you and telling you what not only your music did for them, but what is inspired of them, how does that feel to know that you are actually helping people to understand the importance of living their life out loud and being able to be who they are and to be free with their gifts as well?
You know, it's actually phenomenal because what you want to do is, you know, any being here, during your time, your brief time here on this earth, is you want to share, you want to leave a mark, you definitely want to inspire others, and there's so much, you know, negativity that's going around that,
right,
you know, it's really a gift to be able to share positive energy and just be like, okay, you know, your thing may not be songwriting and singing, but whatever it is for you, then do it, you know, and live out loud on purpose. And that's really the message that I try to share, no matter what the medium it is that I, because I you know, I act or do stage acting, have done some film acting, and I just want to, you know, my mom used to say all the time that I like to soak all the sunlight out of daylight. And really, it, you know, as a child, you know, she said that as a child, and it trickled on over into my adulthood. So it's really just, you know, really great to be appreciated for who I am. And I think, honestly, people really appreciate those people or appreciate people who really know who they are, and they can say, okay, you know what, she's okay with her, then, you know, I can be okay with me. You know,
right.
I don't have to be like, you know, I don't have to, you know, mimic or replicate somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do that. I could just be me because everybody's different. Everybody has a different assignment. And that's pretty much what I do. I mean, I share all the different genres just depending on what I'm feeling like writing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we go with it.
Yeah. And the rest, as they say, is history. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Renaissance is joining us, talking with us about her musical journey, what it's been like for her to share her music. Shock is the single that we heard here. We're going to tell you how you guys can actually purchase that single here in a moment. I want to go back to something you said, though, Renaissance, because I think it's important for anybody who's going through the dark times in life. Because, as you mentioned, there's so much darkness out there. People, you have these people emitting this dark energy and really spreading this negativity when really we all are in this thing together. What
right.
keeps you motivated? What keeps you from falling along the wayside as so many who have come before you have done? What is it that keeps you going in spite of?
Honestly, what I decided, and this is really my life, you know, this is a thing that I stand on. You really, you take a look at it. You know, they say that how you eat an elephant, You know, you'd eat it one bite at a time. You can't accomplish everything in one day or, you know, that 1 hour. But you look at the big picture. You look at the goal, you know, as any good football team does. You know, you look at the goal and you take the steps that are necessary. Yes, you may have things that, you know, make you fall on the wayside or things or obstacles that occur. But if you keep your eye on the big goal and say, okay, well, that happened. All right, let's see how I can recover from this. That really is it. And, I definitely have my share of obstacles, as anybody does. But my big picture, the big picture is, guess what? I believe I was put here definitely to share my gift, because if it were not the case, then I really don't believe I'd have it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was purpose for me to have it and to share it. So I do it as many ways as you know, opportunities come my way. And I just really, you know, the other thing is that I really always wanted to be prepared for whatever door of opportunity. And I so thank you for allowing me to share here on your show, because you know what? If one person is inspired to keep going forward, to get up the next day and keep going in the dark hours, then my mission is accomplished, because that's what I like to do. I like to be, you know, an exhorter, someone who encourages, and that's really what I do. You know, and when you're with me or you're talking to me, after we're done, you're still feeling the impact of being around me.
Yeah, and isn't that a great, I mean, it's a great thing to know that you are impacting the world in a positive way, to know that you are lifting people up instead of tearing them down. I think all of us should want to go to bed with that, so it's great that you're able to do that. So then, of course, we're going to let our listeners know how they can, of course, support Shock here in a moment. But before we do that, I want you to give a little bit of advice then, Renaissance, to those up-and-coming artists or those aspiring artists who look at you, look at your attitude, look at the energy and the flavor you have, and the way that you appreciate life. What would you say to them about pursuing their goals and their dreams, no matter what comes their way? What advice would you give to them?
My main advice, you know, and it may sound, you know, a little old school or whatever, or a cliche, is you prepare for your journey. Yes, the journey, you know, is pretty much predetermined, but you can still prepare for it, you know, the business side of it. You know that the music is mostly business, you know, that we have tons of talented people around the world, and you can just sit there and marvel at it. Or you can get prepared for your door of opportunity. Take care of your business, copywriting your music. You know, there are people who spend hours in the studio because it's a, you know, and they handle their gift as a hobby. And if that's your choice, okay. But mine is my hobby, but it's also my business, and I am responsible for being a steward over it. You know, and not just, you know, handling it without care. So take care of your business, and don't let anyone put you, this is the second piece of advice, don't let anyone put you in a box or, you know, and saying, oh, you know, why are you doing this genre of music? You know, you look like this, you know. No, because guess what? It's your gift. You know what you feel when you're doing it. So it's, you know, and of course, the performing artists are the most honest, you know. When you get on that mic, what you are emoting out there, it's the honesty. So you got to be honest with yourself and know who you are before you start, you know, sharing your things with the world. So that's a bunch of advice.
But no, but it's all great advice, and it's true, though. It's all true.
But, yes, definitely take care of your business. Make the plan and execute. Do something every day for your passion, your dream. I don't care if it's reading a book, doing a bit of research. Do something every day in that direction. You might have a full-time job, as I do, where you're not able to, you know, right now do it full-time. But guess what? That does not mean that you cannot invest in yourself and in your gift. Research, you know, find out something more today that you didn't know yesterday. So those would be my little pieces of advice that I'd like to share.
Well, they're great pieces of advice, Renaissance, and I think what's so great about them is that it's not just for music. I think all of us, regardless of what our passion is, we have to invest that time every day. So I totally agree with you on that. And then again, I love the point that you made about not being boxed in. Sometimes we do it to ourselves, but we definitely should not allow other people to box us in or dictate who we are and how we're able to share the gift that is ours to share. So, again, congratulations to Renaissance. Renaissance, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you and how they can also watch the video for Shock as well as get the single.
Yes, 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 yes. You can catch me on YouTube, Renaissance, and it's a play on my name, which is Renee, R-E-N-E-E-S-S. A-N, C as in cat, E as in elephant, Renaissance.com. And you can just Google me. You can look me up. Definitely can get me at Renaissance Sings at Twitter, Facebook me. And the song Shock is this is my rock version of it. It's definitely on iTunes. You can get it off of there, iTunes, Amazon, Shock. And you put it in there, you'll see me. You'll find me. And there's more to come because there's more hot music that I've written, and I can't wait to put it out there and share it with the world.
Well, Renaissance, you have to do us a favor and make sure you come back and share with us again. We'd love to have you back.
And thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
All right. We'll definitely be staying in contact with you. Again, Renaissance, everyone, make sure you go and pick up the single Shock. Make sure you also, as she mentions, you look her up on YouTube. And also on Twitter, Renaissance Sings is where you can find her there. Make sure you look her up there as well. Going to take a break here. When we come back, we have actor Lee Wilson will be joining us live. You've seen him in projects like South of Southern, Sister of Suburbia, and also Masters of the Universe. He's here to talk to us about his journey in acting and also what he has coming up that he wants you to be looking forward to. You're listening to us here at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean in the Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviants of Time. As an editor for Empirical Magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical Magazine at empiricalmagazine.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we're back with Conversations Live, where we bring you the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us through our radio affiliate here at 92.3 FM, as well as online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're tuning in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. I want to once again thank recording artist Renaissance for coming on, because she shared a lot of great information I think that we can definitely use, again, regardless of what our professions might be. She was talking about, of course, the importance of investing in our brand, investing in who we are, make sure we're taking our time every day to do that, but also, of course, not allowing others to confine us. That point really stood out to me, because I think what really stops us a lot of the times is ourselves. We either box ourselves in, or we allow other people to box ourselves into a corner or an idea of who we are and what we do. But it's really up to us to make that decision. So I want to thank her for being able to bring that up. And then, of course, her single Shock, a great single, I think that will definitely get you energized. If you're some club goers, I think you'll enjoy that. But also, if you're like me and stay at home and just like some music that can make you kind of bop your head a little bit and sing along, I think you'll enjoy the single as well. So make sure you do support that project as well. We're supposed to be speaking with actor Lee Wilson here. He has not joined the conversation here. My producer, Jeff, will let me know if he does join us in the next couple of minutes. I want to say, though, too, for those who were tuning in on the radio side, at the top of the hour, you guys actually heard my conversation with F.J. Lennon. He is an author that is celebrating the release of his brand-new book, Devil's Gate. If you missed any part of that conversation, don't worry. You can tune in on the Blog Talk side by going to our website at blogtalkradio.com/middayconversations. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/middayconversations. If that's just too much for you to remember, don't worry. You can go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page, and the link is actually posted there already. In fact, I actually did tag FJ on Twitter, and his Twitter handle there is at FJ Lennon, and you'll be able to listen to that part of the show. You know, Lee Wilson, as I mentioned earlier, is someone who has been a part of projects like South of Southern, also Sisters of Suburbia, and Masters of the Universe. He's coming on the program today to talk to us not only about his love of acting, but how this all began for him and what he has coming up that you all should be taking note of. Lee, welcome to Conversation. Conversations. We're glad to have you with us.
Hey there. Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, definitely glad to have you on with us, man. You know, when you look at the projects that you've been able to be a part of, Lee, and you look at what this adventure has been like for you in acting, what has it been like for you to do something that you love so much?
Well, you know, a lot of it, it's something I have to just make myself enjoy as it's happening, you know, because the temptation is to sort of get past it and then look back and say, man, I wish I could do that over. So I really have to make myself enjoy the moment that it's actually happening, and it's not just something that I'm working towards or that I'm dreaming of, but I'm actually getting to live in it.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you looked in at where you first realized that this was something that you wanted to do, do you remember what it was that said, you know, that made you say, you know what, this is where I feel comfortable, this is really where I think, you know, I'm supposed to be?
Well, I was in an acting class because I was a co-host for a radio show, and they wanted me to go to this acting class because they thought the segment I did with this this woman would be better if I went to the class. So I went to the class, and he started giving us, the teacher started giving us scripts to work on and do in front of the class. And I remember after one of the scenes, you know, walking off, and there's a small crowd of the other students, and just feeling like I got to live outside of myself for a minute. I got to pretend, you know, which is a lot of what we do when we're kids, but as adults we don't get to do it very often. And I thought, I got to pretend, and I kind of shared that with these people. And at that moment, I didn't think I would get to do any more than just be in the class. But I realized that I really wanted to do this, and that it was, you know, to sound kind of shallow, it was a lot of fun. And that was kind of the start of it, was just I had a lot of fun doing it.
And so now that you have been able to be a part of projects that people have been able to enjoy, and there, of course, will be more to come, do you feel a sense of satisfaction that, you know what, this is definitely the right move, that I made the right decision in pursuing this course?
Well, I, you know, I've been getting a lot of emails and, well, not emails, but Facebook messages from people, because the Masters of the Universe project, there's three of them actually, and two of them are complete, and particularly in Germany and some other countries where they've already put out some of the footage, there have been some people who've gone to their Facebook page, and they've been able to kind of track me down and send me these messages. And I used to think, you know, it would be really cool to get fan mail or something like that. And the first few times it was really neat, but you know, the other day I actually had that feeling of, I don't want to call it a stalker, but
yeah,
it just felt a little odd. You know, this person had kind of saw me and took a few steps and tracked me down. And so I really started working on my privacy because, again, you know, I didn't really expect to do this or for things to happen as quickly as they did in some circumstances. And so I didn't do a lot of these things that other people have done in terms of protecting their privacy.
Right.
And so that was kind of a realization of, this is happening. I'd kind of better be a little more careful.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about this then, because acting is one of those professions where you are able to be somebody else. I mean, I think, as you said, we all, you know, kind of go through this pretend phase, but this is what you actually do for a living. When you're taking on these characters, when you are able to be a part of these roles, and you're a part of a world, quite frankly, Lee, that is so, you know, so on looks, so on, you know, much more than, you know, than what the person is like on the inside, how do you stay true to your obvious values? How do you stay true to that in a world that does kind of push you to kind of follow it along the drumbeat of life?
Well, fortunately, I've been on set with people who, though I'm pretty sure our values didn't line up, they were respectful of mine. But then again, I certainly have had to turn down at least two projects that, you know, I had a sick feeling in my stomach to have to turn down. But it just, it's one of those things, you know. At the time, I remember telling myself, you know, I have a grandpa watching. And you know, and obviously God is always watching.
Right.
There were other people who, you know, that I thought, you know, even if I could somehow rationalize it and say, well, gee, I'm just pretending or I'm telling a story, you know. And I've often, some people have even, you know, asked me, well, how could you play a role, say, for example, as a killer, because that's representing something that's sinful, you know. And I would say, well, I'm, as an actor, I'm telling a story, you know, I'm part of the story. And if you ever have read the Old Testament, which is a story of things that actually happen, there's a lot of bad things in there, but it's a story. It's how we communicate. And so I do believe that I can play a pretty broad range of roles, but at the same time, some things I just kind of have to give a gut check. And I kind of use that question. Would I be able to explain this to my grandpa? Because he was a minister for years, and he was an elder, even, you know, to the day he died. And so I kind of, there's that little test, you know, that I asked myself, would I be able to explain this to him without him thinking, goodness, Lee's not connecting with his spiritual side. He's just selling out, basically.
Right.
So, you know, it's not all the I do hear people talk about, you know, Hollywood or the film industry is just being completely void of morals, but yeah, that's not true. It's not perfect, but I have been around people who I was informed had no morals or, you know, would do anything, and they were very respectful and knew that I did and would even ask me about the dialogue, you know, are you comfortable with that, or we took this out because I know you're Christian, which I hadn't even told them. I guess they just kind of looked me up a little bit, but I don't know if that answers the question. But
well, yeah, it actually does. It does answer the question, Lee, but because I think, you know, you there has to be, even in a world of imagination, there has to be a basis of truth. And I think what you shared is that you're able to connect with your truth, and that truth is being respected, even in an industry that some might think, you know, it's not even about the truth, that would prefer the lie over the truth. So, no, I definitely think you answered the question. I think what you said about being able to connect with the spiritual side, I think, goes to, you know, why you're able to do that, because it's something larger than just you. I want to say, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I've been speaking with Lee Wilson. He's an actor who has been able to enjoy the fruits of living his dream, but he has other projects that are going to be coming up. Lee, what should our listeners be looking forward to, and how can they stay in contact with you?
Well, as far as looking forward to, there's one project, and I can't say what it is, but
okay.
It will be pretty big, and I'm excited about it. So there's that one. And then, you know, right now, to be honest with you, I've got a lot of wait-and-see type things where there's an auditioning process, an interview process, and they're narrowing things down. Now, as I mentioned before, there is the Masters of the Universe project, which I don't believe has been released in the U.S. yet. And then South of Southern is a TV pilot, as well as a feature film. So the feature film is in festivals, and then the pilot, there's been some interest expressed by different networks, you know, some of the big ones, I believe, TBN, and, you know, I can't think of the other. But so there are those, but unfortunately, sometimes the wheels spin slowly, and you just kind of have to hurry up and wait type thing.
Have to hurry up and
one
wait.
Go ahead. One way to keep up with me would be to just go to leewilson.org, and there's information there to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And usually information, especially on my Facebook page, has got pictures and that kind of thing of sets that I'm on. And I'm going to one tomorrow. As a matter of fact, it will be a 2-month deal, and I'm pretty excited about it. But I can't say any more than that, unfortunately.
Well, you know what? That's fine. That just means that we have to make sure that we bookmark leewilson.org and stay in contact with the page, so we'll find out what that project is. But, Lee, thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us, man. We really appreciate it, and we wish you nothing but continued success.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you as well, man. Again, Lee Wilson, everyone, make sure you bookmark leewilson.org to stay in contact with him and his current projects, and also to find out what's coming up next for him as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.